This is the audio recording for the Candia Budget Committee meeting for June 12th, 2024.
This is the Municipal Budget Committee meeting at 7 o'clock, so we'll do the budget. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey.
Do I fold it here or not?
Oh, yeah.
Is it over there? That's okay.
Is that Phil or is that Ryan?
That's Ryan.
That's like Ryan's.
No, that's okay. I'll go over that. It must be here, I think.
They're all there.
That's my fault.
That's okay.
I thought they put them together.
Paid. Oh, because she's a slut.
Yes.
Oh, you're in the second.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Ready or
not? I don't discuss your life.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Okay, are we all set?
Yeah.
Ready to go. First thing we're going to do is minutes from last meeting. Any changes or corrections?
I'm not seeing them.
I just have one small thing. Karen Lassard, on the second page under school district expenditure report. It's L-E-S-S-A-R-D, right?
L-E-S-S-A-R-D?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And L-E.
It's just the tail.
Oh, L-E-S-S-A-R-D.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
he is filling in until he finds them.
Yeah.
Go into other, the third paragraph down, between his last name, Mills.
Yeah.
Oh, I got an extra, I got a capital I.
Oh, you got a capital I.
I read it for content. I always
I know. I kind of
I
used to do the other, but I thought it's good teacher like.
So I don't do that years either. When I did the
okay. any other changes or corrections? Okay, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
A motion. I'll second.
Josh made the motion. Bill seconds it. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I wasn't here last
week. Yeah, you can have your thing. I read over the minutes. There were no questions for the school or the town from our last meeting. So we'll start with the town of Candia revenue report.
I was noting the delinquent taxes, people that can't pay them, and I was thinking, I'm really glad that we did fight for the budget, like the whole.
Which line are you on?
The 1, 2, 3, 4 down, penalties and interest.
Penalties and interest.
Glad that we worked together to keep the budget tight for people.
Should just have a mortgage company there.
Hey, I have a question about the building permits. How can we have building permits, but no driveway permits? Because I know, like, Severino put a neighborhood in. Didn't he have to have driveway permits for that?
Driveway is related to cutting into the town highway. So if it's development he's making, it's like, I think you just need one permit for that. Right?
But it's a town road.
It is now.
It is. It turns over to the road. It's private until he gives it to the road.
So there was no driveway permits for that.
You can have like, he typically needs one permit application because he's cutting only one entrance to the town highway.
Okay.
Until all that 20 or 30 development, use the number of 10 houses he's building.
Yeah.
You're not going to see 10 driveway permits. It's only one because he cuts some one road in.
Okay.
And then after the development's done, the town approves the road and accepts the road.
It's only town roads. Okay, you don't do it on High Street or any other place.
Oh, that's good. No.
Oh, on
the like town.
On arterial roads?
Arterial, we don't do it.
So state like roads.
10 or 12 lot subdivision over there. Is it 10? It's at least 10. More than 10, less than 15, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Did the general contractor on that?
For friends and family, I think.
I didn't know Severino did.
Oh, yeah. Mills Road,
They did drive.
Yeah,
that's what he wants to do. Okay, any other questions on the revenue report?
Yep, one other question. The state highway block grant, second from the bottom. Why Doesn't that money, that grant, go back to the highway? Why do we account for it on a revenue? Is that just an accounting purpose?
That's an accounting. We have to show the revenue.
Okay, we have to. Okay,
yeah, we have to show the revenue.
Even though it goes back into here.
That doesn't mean we can do whatever we want with it.
That we only use it for highways.
Okay.
Why is it so little compared to the previous year?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I thought that they went by miles of road, but I'm not sure on that, so I don't want to tell you that, but I can find out.
Yeah, find out for next year.
Why it is.
Because it's about.
Well, because wait a minute, we just accepted one.
It's almost half.
Monday night. We just accepted another, it might be in addition to this, because it wouldn't have been on here Monday night, we accepted.
Yeah, this is only about May, right?
About 20 something thousand.
Could be one that steeps versus the funds as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, any other questions? All right, the town expenditure report. Now, we start off with the ambulance, and we haven't seen anything about the revolving fund.
Yeah, you want to see, don't you want to see all of those?
We want to report the income and expenses that go into the ambulance revolving fund.
And the capital.
Because the road has one now too. The roads.
The roads, yeah.
So you want all revolving funds.
Well, and the police has had it for a while.
Yeah, they've had, yeah, they have $23,000 or something like that. So revolving funds, you want that monthly?
I don't think so.
Did we decide quarterly?
I think we said quarterly.
Yeah, I think it says in the minutes monthly, so. But that'll be good. I mean, they have the information available.
If it's available, why can't we have it?
I thought she, it said week, monthly.
That, it doesn't say quarterly?
He would be the minutes before.
Previous minutes.
Yeah.
No, right here, trustees. Provided for.
Trustees and trust funds.
Receive monthly.
But the trustees just agreed to do that.
Yeah.
I think originally asked quarterly, and I think someone said they can do it monthly.
Yeah, because they meet monthly. She said she generates a report. So all revolving funds, and you want to know their balances and expenses.
Yeah, and the income and the expense.
Yeah.
The P and L statement, basically.
Yeah.
Does that cover the capital improvement one?
No, that's not revolving.
That's not revolving.
That's a trust, so that's a.
So how often can we get that report?
Trust is what I want.
As often as you want. That's what the trustees will tell you.
It will tell us what capital funds were being spent?
Well, it might give you just a, I don't know how she's going to set up. It might give you just a total, but if you want the.
We're going to, we'll see how it looks.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't want to be surprised like last year that we all of a sudden see, well, $100,000 was spent, $120,000 was spent.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Now, any more questions on the expenditure report?
So when is the, under the election administration thing, when are we getting the new machine purchased? Doesn't look like it's been purchased yet.
No, and we just found out when you buy the machine at the very next election, you need to use it. And we didn't think probably that like a presidential election would be the time to test it out. And knowing the way that things go. So I think she's going to put that off. For then you can't even wait till after November because you have to use it. The law says you have to use it the very next election. So probably November.
Okay, so we'll buy it before the end of the year.
I think so. We'll have to see what's decided.
So you want to buy it after the November election?
Yes.
Yeah, or encumber it. Yeah, exactly.
Or encumber it and buy it. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Under the public safety. If you go all the way to the next page on page 5, towards the end, what kind of forest fires did we get involved with? 4,100, it's over the budget. You know anything about that forest fire?
I know we, there was one on, what's the road off Chester Road? That short one.
Farm?
Yes, I know there was one there.
Really?
Yeah.
They're expensive, huh?
No.
Then you got to bring water in.
It takes quite a few people to, I mean, they usually have the packs on the back. I don't know when they recharge the packs or refill them, if that's in here or not. Dean could probably not do more on that.
So do you think he under-budgeted for that? Or is it that we don't usually see those kind of forest fires?
No, I mean, he probably,
If you look at the prior, it's, you know, 1,500, 1,000.
No, you're right.
And then 2,100 would seem reasonable. So
you're right.
Shit.
So that
things happen.
No, it does too. So that must have been a pretty good sized fire.
Well, I think there's more than one in here.
Oh, okay.
I think, and also I believe they went to Deerfield one time, and they still have to spend it out of here. And Deerfield will send a check or has sent a check. I'm not quite sure. I don't want to answer on that.
Okay.
But he doesn't get it back.
Of course not.
It goes into the general fund. So you won't see a
revenue.
I know one less.
I had a question on page six, too, with the legal expenses. So is the select board involved in a lawsuit? You don't have to tell me details. I just was wondering.
Main Street, they know we use legal. Or this one right here, is that
Maitre Main?
Well,
no, that's over. That's
But that had to be spent this year.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. All right. Are you looking at the monthly? Let me get here.
Well, I mean, the legal expenses for the selectmen, the legal expenses for the planning zoning board, and the legal expenses for police all went over budget.
The planning zoning sometimes gets put in the selectman line. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
So like the gentleman on New Boston Road.
Yeah, that battle.
Yeah, and sometimes part of it, if they're not sure where to put it, it'll go in the selectman.
Okay. But that battle's over, right?
I think he is. I'm not sure if it's over, but.
On New Boston, I mean.
New Boston's a field that has any more than fields.
Yeah.
I thought he lost it.
He did, but they can appeal the appeal again.
Then
you know how that goes.
The oil thing.
Yeah, the oil thing.
Lawyers for that.
That oil thing, that is a potential lawsuit coming.
Us?
Oil, what
the zoning board is being too rigid on.
You know the thing?
Not what it's for.
What happened?
Not what it's known for.
Yeah.
The propane. Over where
it'll actually be
safe for the school,
the changes. It would actually be safe for them, at least today. That's my opinion.
Just curious, is Main Street at a standstill because they didn't produce plans?
I don't think so.
They stopped work.
They just
under development. I asked the building inspector how come they could remove the walls. And he goes, I don't know, I have no plans for the whole project. No one's
the planning board had plans, they wouldn't have approved it.
But wouldn't he be getting them? The building inspector?
No,
inspect land. I mean, he inspects buildings, right?
Yeah, no, he
buildings, but the whole project in general would be hit.
No, it's the planning boards, and the ZBA. If they've done, when they start going, he'll go in and check the electrical, and as they go on stages, you know, or whatever else they're doing over there, but. He doesn't get the whole thing. I mean, unless they share it, which probably would be wise.
It was odd that they went gangbusters for 5 days.
And then they stopped.
It's just what
they lose the house.
And
that is going to be saved, by the way. I do know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are saying it's horrible to tear down and blah, blah, blah. It's not going to be torn down.
It's going to be like the clubhouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that probably, I mean, I would think they'd share that just for knowledge, you know, so he knows what's going on. Yeah, the stone walls are.
That's a state law, right? You can't disturb them.
I think if it's a border, a property border, and he's bordering himself. You know what I'm saying? I think that's a rule. I don't know. You would probably know, or
I would.
Boyd would know.
He has to get permission from both property owners.
Yeah.
So the state, the town, and himself.
Well, and if it's a scenic road.
Yeah, he hasn't removed any by Moore Park. And the rest he owns. He owns a property. He owns a V and everything. Scott owns that.
Right, but the wall board is on the street, too. It's part of the border for the street.
But he's a property. I mean,
he owns the property.
Yeah, across, yeah.
He's the abutter across the street.
That little old farm stand.
He owns that whole thing.
With what he went through, I'd be shocked if he cuts any corners from here.
But I don't want him to cut the trees to the park. I want to leave those trees. Well, it all depends what side of the stone wall they're on.
Okay, we're back on the expenditure. Is that questions on the expenditure before?
Oh, yeah. I think we're doing well. I think we're right. We'll make it. That's really true.
Okay, let's look at the enrollments.
Am I reading this right? That we have 138 students that go to Pinkerton?
You go to 135 at Pinkerton.
No, and
yeah, three private.
138 high school.
That's 138 high school kids at Pinkerton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So no more central, huh? We're all down there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have the Candia Moore School enrollment.
So this is total 270?
Yeah.
Okay. That must be June 2024.
Yeah, that's in the
middle. Okay, I didn't understand the 23.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's a typo.
Well, 2023, it was
no,
277.
I think this is current, it's 270.
Yeah, 270.
So it's down seven.
And, but look at October, it was 270.
So yeah, here right, that's why I thought this was currently June of 2024.
Yeah, it's 270.
Yeah, so 2023.
Well, this is
277.
23, yeah.
And October 23 was 270.
So we're at
270.
It's
just a typo. This should
okay.
Say 2024.
Okay.
It went up.
And then we have, like, so far 36 registered that's been earned.
That's another relatively big quantity.
Yes.
Okay. And then the school is going to report.
I mean, we have 18 days left in the budget.
Can you explain something to me in my feeble mind or my closed mind? I don't know what it is. How can you guys be, your teacher salaries, your substitute salaries, how can you be $77,000 over and you still got another month to go?
Well, it was the same as last month. We have a full-time sub. And from the substitute line that we hired last year in 23, we had 24. And then the regular ed teacher salaries, we have a extra. We hired an extra kindergarten teacher because we had so many that enrolled.
So the enrollment numbers drove the kindergarten teacher. If you hired a substitute teacher, why didn't that be reflected in your budget? If you hired
before
the budget?
Yeah.
We budgeted long before the year. Remember, we're budgeting way in advance.
Yeah, but I thought they knew they were going to do this.
We,
this year.
Last June.
Yeah.
But it wasn't approved in March. You know,
so
what I'm
saying?
We voted on the budget in March. Yeah. We decided to have a full-time sub position in June. So that fell in there.
And why do you need a full-time sub?
Because it's hard to get a substitute teacher on the fly. And we were like, all right, how about we just hire someone to be in the building at all times?
Okay.
And then we still need substitutes. But
okay.
We'll just say your pay. Is they paying now?
I can't remember. And on the way here, I was like, we've upped it to be comparable with other.
I knew that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't there only 2 days left of school?
Thursday and a half a day Friday.
One man.
Wow. Fun. On page two, special ed middle professional education. What is special? What is professional education mean?
Special education.
Is it for the kids?
It's for kids with IEPs.
Right. So how come we are $85,000 over budget?
Special ed, and you can have kids join the middle of the year, new IEPs written, different, you know, accommodations. You notice that
this,
Auburn was like hundreds of thousands over in the special ed.
This line of change, I think this is the professional education is for the teachers.
I don't,
the educators.
You're kidding.
Not.
I don't think that.
You don't? Because I thought you had to budget what the contract says. What's professional education?
Right.
High school professional. So when we voted on this budget in the fall of 2022,
you went by.
You don't know. We go by what we have now. Kids move in, kids move out, needs change.
But this isn't like IEPs. This isn't like workshops that teachers are going through.
No. I guess not.
I would think that would be under salaries, though, if it was their.
No, it would pay. Be if you so what they have like under regular teachers, they have workshop reimbursement. They put $795 like the Sped Elementary workshop, secretarial workshop.
Is this on the first page?
No, on two. So like if it's a workshop or furthering education, it's in like workshop reimbursement.
Oh, down here.
Okay. Yeah. And reimbursement, workshop reimbursement.
Okay. You have to go by the contract, whether they use it or not. Yeah.
So like the teachers have.
So the special ed elementary teacher's salary is up here under the fourth line down. So again, what is the special middle professional education?
So it's middle school. I'll let you know that. Mm-hmm. Professional, I mean, I'll ask you exactly what that is, but it's a student with needs in middle school.
But, okay, so you guys line out what it costs for the teacher there instead of burying it in the family?
Teachers are like teachers. That's a kid. This is a kid, spent middle professional educational. So whether they have a para.
Oh, it's additional services that the child needs?
Yes, it might not be the same child that was budgeted for.
Okay.
It
but you have para up here.
I'll ask him exactly what that line is, but that line is for a child.
Okay, so we have a high school and a middle school.
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty pricey, huh?
Which, it depends on what the services are.
Like,
I mean, we had to be at one time that needed a full time nurse. No, I was that was my first year student teaching.
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah,
and we probably will have to use our trust fund next year because there are a couple of students coming in. There are three, the younger ones. They get found in the child fund program.
But knock on wood, we're not as bad as Hooks at Marburn. So
thank the Lord.
So your board,
we don't have the enrollment.
Well, no, but I mean, we could still be in the hole like they are.
Oh.
We're not.
Oh,
I don't
think.
They
went over their special
ed,
$700,000.
Mm.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know where they're going.
We still have $369,000.
Yeah.
So
they're going to find all the taxes.
Okay. Any other questions on you guys?
Page four. Guidance teacher salaries, health teacher salaries. Again, my question coming from, how come those salaries, they wouldn't be on the education salaries, right?
So you're the guidance counselor, and then you have the health teachers, which you...
How come you go over on that? Like, how come you're over 10,000 on the health teachers when they get 57,000?
So let's
what would
see.
Make them go over?
Rewriting contract, I can ask. And
rewrite a contract.
So we just approved a new teacher's contract in March, but won't hit until the fall.
But we approved that, didn't we? In
the town did,
yeah.
So I'll have to ask what went over. I'm sure it was miscalculation by the previous business administrator in town.
It's very tight for them this year.
He's no longer working.
Yeah. I wasn't here last meeting, so I didn't get the explanation,
but
I understand he made some mistakes.
Yes.
Did he make anything for Candia?
Yeah, but not
like the other.
You're looking at them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
more than likely, that's the explanation.
And there was some windows that we were supposed to get the grant money that we never got because the assistant superintendent left.
Did they apply for it, or she or not?
The new person, no.
No, I mean, did they apply for the
not
grant?
Not before she left. No, she was supposed
so
to.
So that's that.
So that was like $36,000.
This is the world we live in.
Was it last time I forwarded the letter from when? I mean, from either last month and the month before, I forwarded her explanation of what things that she's found. Like
from Karen?
Yeah.
Did you share that with anybody?
I thought it was the last meeting I brought it. Maybe.
Oh, did you bring it? Okay, it wasn't in the packet that I have. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
So was there more expenses coming?
This is about as close as they can get it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 172.
On the media health insurance, what the heck was that on page 5? What is that under staff development? Media health insurance.
We have a librarian, right? Librarian is media. Yeah. The previous librarian did not utilize the health insurance, but the new one did.
Oh, good. So you didn't budget for it.
Correct.
Because they weren't using it.
No, that's funny. I thought you always budget for it anyway. So what Corey did was he budgeted for what he knew at the time. He should be budgeting health insurance for everybody because open enrollment isn't in time.
That's the past.
But
so is that the same case on the next page on page 6 with was the salaries underneath SAU services, the salaries for secretarial, admin, all those are over budget. Was that because of misappropriation of the budget?
I can ask. We gave our principal a year-end bonus as far as secretarial.
How can you give a bonus on the budget? How can you give a bonus on the side of the budget?
You can do that.
But we have 175. We're bottom line budget. We can spend it pretty much.
We can move it around. I don't think you normally, you know.
We don't move it around, but.
But she just won that award and everything.
She did.
So, yes. So they probably were.
Oh, yeah, good point. She won the award and, yes.
Oh. I should have. Page 7, maintenance, repair, building improvements. Can you tell me what the 82 and the 63,000 was for?
I couldn't get that information for you, but I know that we had some pipes, some leakages, some.
Okay. If you could find out, that'd be great. Thanks. This and keep going down plant operations.
Ask the same question.
Why don't you ask this one?
I thought the transportation was going to be less.
Not for special education.
Special education isn't included in transportation.
No,
it's got
transportation. Yeah, the little buses. I think
it's the Durham.
Yeah. Oh, Durham.
Durham. Okay, so it's not part of first guess or first choice. So
we're not doing that. We're going to own the high school.
Any student who's out of district, we have to bus. And anybody in town that's getting services, we have to bus. And regular ed transportation, we're good because we got some money back from Auburn for using one of our routes.
Could you, the student transportation, could you find out what that admin other salaries for 7,000 right under that?
We have a tech guy. There's a tech guy besides a media specialist.
Yeah, he got a raise.
There's a tech guy, just technology.
Yeah.
Not library.
He does all the Chromebooks.
I shouldn't answer.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Security.
Well, you know.
He's a young guy. We've had him for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And then we utilize a gentleman who used to work for us, now is working for Hooksit, and we kind of pay him to oversee.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty, I guess, quality.
Did the school ever get the Zoom, like the world?
No.
No.
We've encumbered it with the leftover funds
for this year.
So we'll purchase it this
out
year.
Of 172,000.
Yes.
Hopefully, it'll be available for the meetings, the deliberative session, everything next year.
Yeah, it's a mobile cart.
Oh, that's good. So you can go.
Maybe go classroom.
Board, that's gym, wonderful.
They can go. And he found a interpreting service that's pretty cheap. It's an intelligent one. So yeah, that's like 36 that we use.
Out of that 172, how much have you even been encumbering?
Most of it. We encumbered that, and then we encumbered some safety things.
I can't handle those budgeting so that you can.
And then they were going to encumber whatever they could from pre-buy for next year, like books, furniture, software.
So there probably won't be anything then.
Probably not.
Where are your computers, though?
Although, you might be getting some money back from the town. The SRO. If we paid it or not. We paid it, though.
To the town?
Yeah. So that money would
come
back to us, but go back.
What?
For the resource officer.
I know we're talking in code
here. Yeah, we hired a SRO officer, and we took the money that was in the budget this year to help pay because our budgets are 6 months off of each other. And then they decided to not take the position.
Yeah.
But does that mean are we gonna pursue somebody else for that position?
Yeah. Okay. I'm assuming there's another ad.
There's very few people who want to be policemen, or police, or officers, I should say. Not men, but women and men.
Okay. Any more questions on the expenditure?
I would say maybe 50,000.
What?
I would say like maybe 50,000.
Out of 107. Maybe 50.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll give us the list of incomes.
Could I ask a question though? What do you do with your computers? You know how every couple of years they get new computers, Chromebooks, I should say. What do they do with them if a child loses it? Does anybody follow up? Or?
I mean, they're kind of like really out of date by the time they recycle them.
They change every couple of years. I mean, I've had mine for 7. But
we have a technology plan, and they follow that.
But what do we do with the old ones? Yes, that's what I want to know. We could use them at the town office buildings.
They don't give them to the kids to keep.
I mean, they're Chromebooks. Not very expensive to begin with. Been with a child since, you know, they sign it. I forget which grade, but it goes with them through 8th grade.
Oh, the same one? Oh, right. That's different from the other school.
They usually don't last more than a year.
My kids
do. In high school?
High school, you can be assigned, yes.
Okay.
But most kids don't use them.
They probably use their phone.
Well, like mine had her own. She brought her own.
Oh, yeah, probably nicer.
No, it just wasn't. They're big and heavy.
Yeah.
But the Chrome ones?
The ones that Pinkerton has. Yeah.
So
what do they do with old Chromebooks? Why are we over on the assistant principal? I think it's because we hired
her.
The assistant principal was, we hired her after the budget was made, and we hired her a little bit more money.
She is, just telling you, because I've dealt with her. I love her. She is a very good choice.
When we just hired them at more than what?
She is worth every penny.
The building repairs, that's what you were going to find out. Building improvements, building repairs, which is the totals. Like 150,000.
Because I think somebody asked about that at the last meeting, why it wasn't in a 2.5 million. Remember?
Well, for the improvements?
Yeah.
Things that broke. These weren't planned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. These were not planned. So yeah. The 2.5 million was roofing, HVAC, lighting.
You can't make an extra payment then, can you?
They did. Yeah.
No, I mean, can you? It's going to be tight.
Mm.
What is it?
80,000? Because we're default next year, we wanted to get what we needed.
Yeah, I know what you're
saying. Yeah. Like, we needed new science books, math software program, and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, we normally, we have to learn July.
Nothing's going to bring that up.
Does anybody like to make a motion?
I make a motion that we
cancel July.
And I'll second it.
Okay, should I make the motion and bring this motion? Everybody in favor?
Aye.
No, I just didn't know if you want me to email my answers or wait.
Wait until the next time. Yeah. Because next time you'll have the actual bottom line of the budget and the encumbrances.
Oh, yeah. True.
Yeah.
We'll have the preliminary.
Preliminary, yeah. You have to wait till it's approved.
Yeah.
The budget, yeah.
So do you like
the audit happens?
Yes.
Do you like Karen this side?
Oh, my God. Wonderful. She is phenomenal.
Why did we lose her?
Retired.
No, didn't she?
Well, she went to another
district. Yeah.
Well, since then, she's retired.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was handling 3 districts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a lot of meetings. She went to another place where she just had 1 district.
She's wonderful.
What brought her back?
Bill Bank.
Crying.
We had to get rid of Okay. We had to part ways with the business
administration. Is this just an interim position?
Yeah, I don't think she would really. I think she wants to be retired like the rest.
She does, so she has to watch how many hours she works.
Exactly.
So like last week was
she couldn't work. Vacation. That happened to me too. I almost
know a lot of things.
And then but she didn't come to our meeting. We really didn't have any questions and didn't really need her to, so
What's the advantage of being in an SAO? I'm just curious. It's like versus having that person work just for the town.
Well,
having your own SAO?
Well,
because that's expensive.
You're socializing in the Boston among three districts.
Like if we wanted our own.
But we. Last year, we paid them like $225,000 to be part of the SAU.
We didn't pay for part of being the SAU. We paid for their salaries and their functioning costs.
Okay, but for that $225,000, couldn't you get someone to run the school system? No,
well, I see what you're saying. Because it's so few.
Somebody with the credentials to be superintendent, their salaries alone are $150,000 maybe.
Okay, just curious.
Yeah, no, Auburn has thought of it, but they. Yeah.
We've talked about it before. The good part with the SAU is we only pay our proportion for what we have for enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very low, so we pay the least out of the three schools. That's it. Pays the most percentage-wise.
Fair enough.
But as far as voting, it's the same way. We don't get...
Right.
You'll find that Hooks It runs the show. Runs the show.
They're not too bad. It's Auburn who.
Yes. Needy.
They just they have a $2,400 a year expense increase because they decided to have all three districts get one contract with waste management for trash removal.
Yeah, and Candy can vote against it, but it doesn't do anything. It doesn't have any good.
That's maddening.
Yes.
Okay.
I just had a general question related to the high school enrollment. When you have private people going to private institutions, like Pinkerton, does the school district subsidize that tuition, or is it basically we have like six students in private high school that were as taxpayers are not paying for the
right.
Okay, that's
if it were a special ed placement, it would be in the special ed bond.
Okay,
and it would be under.
So why do we include them in the numbers then if they're not educating them?
What's enrollment? I mean, it's
yes, do you know how many?
We don't have to train.
Six could come back.
This isn't a
but it makes the numbers look better too.
Or these three can come back.
But I mean,
you can make numbers do anything you want.
I'm not saying
they are, but you can.
They could come back.
Yeah, I see. Okay. So you have to
thank you for all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know
some are at Jesse, Jesse Remington.
One at Trinity.
But I hope they're planning because they are thinking of that educational, the credits where it's going to follow the child.
Yep.
So if you want to say, no, I know already they do. I know a student, I don't want to say his last name. He goes to Founders and we pay for that.
We pay for Founders Academy or the state adequacy grant.
In fact, school choice values.
We pay for Founders.
And then it wouldn't be a school choice. It would be a special ed.
Yeah, maybe.
We should not be paying. Because.
How would that slip by the.
It wouldn't.
Well, we can't look at everything.
Well, the school.
Well, so anybody wants their child.
Someone's paying for it.
And the school to pay for it, there has to be a contract between Candy and the
school. Do you know who I mean?
Well, I can only guess, but.
Okay.
We should not, we're not paying that as far as I know. Okay. Because anybody who wants their student to go to a different school, you have to come to the board, plead your case statewide.
Okay. She seems to think it's the
option.
That's okay, we'll find out. No, I think you have to do all that. But I hope the school's planning for when we're going to lose money if people aren't choosing more school.
Well, you just lose that little bit. It's like $2,000 or $3,000.
For a child.
It's not the whole.
No, it can't be the whole thing because we have a building and everything else. To, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes because that's, I think that's in the legislature.
It's been there for a year or two.
I know it has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people just have to go get it.
You have to qualify for it too.
No. We get that for homeschool.
That's interesting. That's an interesting question because they really then do very well with that. And they have expenses. They have to buy books and everything.
There is some type of state support for that.
You think?
Yeah, no, it the church that we go to up in Concord is a Christian school, and there's several families that do homeschooling, and there's like $3,500 a child. So they get new laptops every year.
There's an association that helps.
Part I don't understand is how private schools can be so inexpensive.
I know.
We
have 256 kids in our Trinity school, and we have $1 million budget.
What is the cost for people compared to our school?
They have special ed.
The state regulations and mandates on public school that the privates don't have to adhere to. I mean, they're regulated by the state, but there's certain requirements they don't have to.
Trinity High School has $1 million budget.
$1 million budget. We just passed it. $1 million for 250 something kids. And
Trinity with a brand new building?
No,
people have to pay tuition.
Oh, you're Trinity up there. I'm thinking of Manchester.
Trinity up in Concord.
Okay. That's what I didn't make that.
Anyway.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will make a motion to adjourn.
I get that motion.
Josh, second.
Rock in the corner.
It's Katrina's job.
Call your mother.
So we'll see you in
August.
August.